In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Truly, brothers and sisters, this story about the meeting of the Lord is fascinating in so many aspects. There are such interesting people in it that we can learn from. That's what I think about when I read this story and contemplate it. The people that are in it, particularly Simeon and Anna, we can learn much from them. Now, the reason the Lord went to the temple is because he fulfilled the entire law. He's the fulfillment of the law. And therefore, as a Jew, he was required to fulfill the law of Moses concerning the firstborn male from the womb. So that's what he did. That's why the meeting of the Lord occurred. And Simeon was a man who, according to tradition, had been involved in the translation of the Septuagint. And he was tasked with the part of Isaiah, which spoke about, "Behold, a virgin shall bear a child." Well, that didn't make sense to Simeon because he wanted to replace that word that meant maiden, virgin, with the word that basically meant married woman. But he was rebuked, and he was told that he would be alive until he saw that Messiah. And so he lived, I think it was something between 200 and 300 years. And on that day that the Lord came to the temple, he said that prayer that we say so often, we say it in Vespers, "Now lettest thou thy slave depart in peace, O Master, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou didst prepare before the face of all peoples, a light of revelation for the nations and the glory of thy people Israel." You know, the word does mean slave. We don't like to say slave. We like to say servant. Of course, slavery is a terrible institution in the world. It was a terrible one in this country. It's more terrible in other places. And it still is going on. So some people are offended by this word slave. But if you are a slave to a king who knows all that is good for you and is always good towards you, then that is not slavery, that's freedom. So we should not be afraid to call ourselves slaves of God. And so Simeon said this beautiful prayer because he was waiting for the Messiah to come, and he held the Messiah in his arms, and then he knew that his days were done, that his work was finished. When I hear this prayer of Simeon, I can't say all the time because sometimes I go, I don't think I pay enough attention. But often enough, when I hear this prayer, I think of my life and the lives of my loved ones, the lives of my flock, the lives of people that I touch. Will they say this at the end of their life? Will we say, "Now lettest thou thy slave depart in peace, O Master, according to thy word"? Will we have lived our life well? Will we be at peace with God, with the world, with ourselves? Simeon was completely at peace. He had fulfilled the Lord's command, and now he said it's time for him to depart. I wonder about that. I'm so busy living right now, so busy doing so many things, getting up early and going here and going there and doing this and doing that. But in the midst of all that, I wonder often, will I say that prayer of Simeon with full conviction when it's time for me to die? That is, if the Lord gives me the opportunity to pray, if it doesn't happen in some sudden way. Will you be able to say this prayer, "Now lettest thou thy slave depart in peace, according to thy word"? The whole point of our life is to have peace. Are we obtaining it now? Right now the world is a very unpeaceful place, and I'm an unpeaceful person in it, but I'm struggling to have peace, and I hope that you are too, so that you can say this prayer of Simeon with such conviction, with such holiness. This is the point of our life, to be able to say this prayer with conviction. "Now lettest thou thy slave depart in peace." Now Anna, she was an old woman, very old, certainly
probably over 100. And she just lived only for God. She lived in the temple and served God night and day and waited for the coming of the Messiah. She rebukes me with her single-mindedness regarding God. I should be doing that too. You should be doing that too. Doesn't mean we have to be in the temple all day. We could still be doing the things we need to do in our daily lives. But with what kind of vigor, what kind of love do we live our lives? She was completely committed only to God. And God rewarded her by allowing her to see the Messiah before she died. Simeon and Anna, they rebuke us, but they also give us great hope. Because Simeon waited a long, long time. Anna waited a long time, not quite as long as Simeon. Because they're human, there must have been times when they were tired of waiting. When the days stretched into years, and the years into decades, and they were tired of waiting. Is it ever like that with you? Do you ever have things you're tired about? I have them all the time. I know what I should do, and I might even keep on doing it, but I'm tired. I'm weary. I think that tiredness and weariness sometimes is not just that humanness of being tired, but also mixed with the sin of unbelief, of impatience. And so, we are waiting. We're waiting for a lot of things. I think you should be too. I'm waiting for tons of things. I'm waiting for peace in my heart. I'm waiting for my whole family to be in the kingdom. I'm waiting for my flock, every single one of you, to be intimately united with God. I'm waiting for people that have drug problems or psychological problems to be healed of their diseases. I'm waiting for a lot of stuff. It gets hard to wait. But Simeon waited. And so when I read this, I feel a little stronger. I can keep waiting. Sometimes it's hard, but it was hard for Simeon too. And Simeon was rewarded at the end of his long wait. And so I believe it will be with me. Although I'm a sinner, God knows that I try. I hope that you feel the same way about yourself. Although you're a sinner, you have confidence that God knows you try. And therefore you wait. And therefore God will reward you with seeing his salvation. So let's learn in this meeting of the Lord from these two exemplary people, Simeon and Anna. Let's learn to be patient. Let's learn to be more single-minded about God, to not be so distracted with worldly things. And let's also learn to expect, to be sure that God will reward us. May God help us in all things. Amen.